When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
You don't believe in Valentine's Day, do you?
No.
Will you not be getting a card or a box of
Well,
chocolates?
I will now, but I'll probably give it to him the day before, and the card if he's lucky. But, sorry.
Hello, and welcome to our Friday episode. This is where we see how much extra content we can squeeze into your week. It's random things that have been sent in, extra bits from our week, and how our advice went down with you, our G and Divas.
You're right.
I'm good. How are you?
It's like being in the police, isn't it?
Why?
We've got these new in-ear headphones.
Oh, first, I knew you were going to mention that.
Why?
So we've got different headphones, G and Divas, and William looks like he's on the door at Yates's about to stop you from coming in. All you need now is that little clicky thing.
A people counter?
Oh, yeah. Is that what they're called?
Yeah, so they know how many people have come
people
in.
People counter.
There's probably a technical term for that.
Yeah. Well, you got my mate one of them at uni.
Did you?
Yeah. For his bed.
Lovely.
Yeah, top shagger.
For his bed? Yeah. Sorry, the pen has just dropped there.
He wasn't a bouncer.
No.
Very good-looking lad.
Really?
Yeah. From a small village that moved to a big town.
And then enjoyed himself.
Sounds like a movie, that, doesn't it?
It just probably is.
But yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. And obviously with your new love of country music.
Yeah.
And our new favourite country song that we did last week by Dixon Dallas, where he talks about his words, bussy. Which is possibly the world's worst word. The team have collated our G and Diva song suggestions and made our very own playlist on Spotify, which anyone can go and listen to now, called Help, I Like Country Music.
Oh, really?
Yes. Talking of Dixon Dallas, of course, we've talked about Dixon Dallas, and it's actually not his actual name. He's called Jake Hill, is what I've discovered. And Dix in Dallas is, of course, a pun in itself, which took me a few weeks to get.
How did we not get that? Somebody told you about that.
Selfshoot Alex and I have had an entire conversation about Dixon Dallas.
Oh, okay.
Over many days.
Your country name would be Dixon Bristol. It's got a good ring to it. Dixon Bristol.
Dixon Bristol. Yeah, fine.
So are we going to hear any of this music?
Yes. So you're obviously our biggest country music fan.
Really into it at the moment. Zach Bryan, I've been listening to.
All right, steady.
Yeah, who's the other guy?
Well, we're going to test your knowledge, Jake.
Noah Kahan.
Related to Shaka?
No, don't think so.
No, okay. Well, we're going to test...
Noah Cyrus as well. Okay,
sorry. Okay, thank you. We're going to test your knowledge with a game of Name That Country Tune.
Oh, I'm never going to be able to do this.
So we've got 5 seconds of the track.
Yep.
That's all we're legally allowed to play. And then you've got to name the artist and the song title.
Okay. How'd you come up with these ideas?
These ones are quite easy. We're going to start quite easily. Here's the first one.
Oh, Shania Twain, that don't impress me much. I can't believe you kiss your cock at night.
Car.
Yeah, but it sounds like cock at night, doesn't it?
Oh, does it?
I can't believe you kiss your cock at night.
That's a talent. Okay. That would impress me.
Mm.
Okay, well done. Is that really country?
Yeah.
I know Shania Twain is country.
Yeah.
Is country music? Okay, yeah. Fine. Here's another one. This is, just to give you a bit of a clue, this is Jordan after an Indian takeaway.
The taste of love is sweet.
Oh, it's Ring of Fire, and it's Johnny Cash.
Yes, well done. Okay, we're going to step it up now.
Yep.
And going to medium difficulty. Let's see if you've actually paid attention and done what I've been telling you to do for the last couple of weeks. Here's track 3.
Right now, he's probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty.
Oh, I don't know that one. Who's that?
That's the song I have been telling you to listen to that started all of this, Carrie Underwood, Before He Cheats.
Oh,
the chorus is very goey.
Okay.
So listen to that. Harder one now. Here's this.
So she said, what's the problem, baby? What's the problem?
Oh. I know the singer. I don't know the name. It's...
I'll give you a clue. Shrek. I think it was in Shrek 2, off the top of my head.
Oh, I don't know.
It's Counting Crows, Accidentally in Love.
Oh, okay.
Again, I wouldn't have called that country.
Do you know what?
Maybe I'm more into country than I thought.
The best country songs is. And
yes.
Loads of country music fans are going to hate me for this. But it's got to be Billy Ray Cyrus.
And
if I break my heart, my achy breaky heart, I just don't think you'd understand.
Yes, I think
so
you are...
Don't break my heart, my achy breaky heart. It might grow up and kill this man. Oh, blow up and kill this man. Yeah.
Right.
It's a great genre of music.
It is quite good. I am excited to go back to Nashville. We went to Nashville on our honeymoon. We didn't do any country music for various reasons.
Did you go to Nashville?
Yeah.
You away that much. I forget where you've been.
That was on our honeymoon. It was a while ago.
Did you see... I want to go to... Tennessee, where Elvis... Is it Tennessee where Elvis was born?
Graceland.
Graceland.
Yeah.
Where is it? In Aleppo.
Aleppo?
Aleppo.
Oh, Aleppo. That's in Syria, isn't it? Or
Aleppo.
Somewhere?
Is it? Where was Elvis born? Anyway, where's Graceland?
Memphis.
Memphis. Yeah, I want to go to Memphis.
Right.
Walking in Memphis.
Okay.
Walking in my blue suede shoes.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very fashionable this time of year. Anyway, all those tracks are on the playlist. So if our June Divas want to give that a listen, they can head to Spotify and they can channel their inner cowboy.
So that's called Help, I Like Country Music.
Help, I Like Country Music.
Can I add
on
some
Spotify.
Tracks to that?
I'm sure you
Am
can.
Am I all right? All right.
Yes.
I'll send some tracks over that I've been really into.
And please listen to Carrie Underwood Before He Cheats properly.
Is Dallas Dixon in there? What he's
Dixon
called?
Dallas, I would hope so.
Okay.
Some of his other songs are... interesting lyrics as
oh,
well.
Oh, really?
Yes. Not as... I would say Good Looking is the most melodic.
Okay.
But there's one called Something to Feel.
Something to Feel.
And...
I sniffed on my poppers and...
Have you heard it?
Something... Jelly Deal.
No, all I'd say is many creative words that rhyme with choke. That's all I'll say.
Wow.
Yeah.
Poke. Joke. Choke.
Jordan's Choke of the Week. Why
yeah.
don't we do that?
Oh, I'd love to do that too. Not in a weird...
What? I'm sorry?
I'm like Homer Simpson with Bart. I just get to throttle you for... Why are you little?
Hello, HR. Well, we'll crash on.
Wow, Dixon Dallas, the horny bugger.
This is from Anonymous. Dear William and Jordan, I loved hearing William's stories about having the shit taken out of him in Manchester. Oh, this was my colonic.
So he just has to walk down the street for that to happen.
So I wanted to share...
Yeah, you're that posh guy off TikTok. No bet.
So I wanted to share my colonic-related conundrum. I went for a treatment, not my first, and around half an hour in, I started to feel some water leaking from the hose. I don't know whether this was a user error on the part of the hydrotherapist or whether my hole was too loose. I alerted the hydrotherapist, who decreased the water pressure, but the leak was getting bigger and bigger.
It's coming out of his eyes.
Could be. We don't know how they identified. After a few minutes, she stopped the treatment, removed the hose, and it was like the floodgates opened. The therapist quickly made her excuses and left the room for me to clean myself up. I did the best I could with the towels available. I slunk out of the treatment room to pay, saying nothing of what had just happened, because I was absolutely mortified. Is there a correct etiquette when you have unintentionally shat all over your hydrotherapist?
Oh, did that happen? I'm not doing it.
Many thanks, and keep up the good work. And honestly, why? Are you worried yours is...
Well, why would you pay for that, first of all?
Well, I hope they didn't charge.
Well, it sounds like
at least at a half price.
Is that not meant to happen?
No.
Oh, God.
I think you will be fine. You must please. Helen is desperate. I'm desperate.
Why?
Think of all the... It's good for your skin.
Okay.
Especially now you're drinking again and you're worried your skin's not going to be...
Can you tell?
Good. That Instagram post you did of January highlights, you've got a drink in pretty much all of them. And if it's not a drink, it's a dog.
Yeah, one dog. Stuart's
two,
dog.
Two.
Who's the other?
There's one
oh,
on
yeah.
the cliff edge. I don't know whose dog
whose
it
dog
is.
Whose dog was that?
Just randomly
whose
in the
dog
photo.
Is that jacket? yeah, because I only do the first 2 weeks. I couldn't do the full month.
No.
But yeah, what is the etiquette there?
You just say nothing. You apologise. I'm sure it's happened before to the hydrotherapist. I don't know. So I wouldn't worry.
This is why I don't want to do it.
That will not happen to you.
I am so worried that that would happen.
No.
Like the Dominican Republic all over it. That sounds weird. When I got that really bad bug.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God.
You were away working.
Oh, I might as well have would have been easier strapping a potty to my ass for 2 weeks. Oh, it's terrible. It was awful. I was like mid-link on Radio 1, like, airing it up to run to... Oh, it was horrific.
Quick, play Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, it was on Radio 1. Have a day off.
Oh. What's wrong with Bohemian Rhapsody?
I will never have airport food again, because I was lucky enough to go in the lounge and I had the seafood paella.
That was such a mistake.
Oh, God. I knew it was from that. Anyway.
Okay. This is from M. Hiya, boys. Jordan's chat about the shower beer reminded me of some of my happiest memories working as a holiday courier on a campsite in the south of France during my early 20s. As part of the job, I lived on the campsite with a big group of co-workers. We all got assigned old-school family-style tents that became home for the summer. Given that tents rarely come with plumbing or bathroom facilities, we were required to use the campsite's communal shower blocks every day. Along with four girls who became my best friends, our showers and, more importantly, shower beers became our rituals.
Yeah.
After a long day of cleaning caravans or looking after holiday goers' whiny children in the campsite kids' club, no apostrophe, we'd all take a cold, fresh, stubby beer and head to the shower block, play our music and crack open our beers in sync. I can confirm that beer has never tasted better.
I agree.
And no matter how many times I try to recreate the feeling in rainy Manchester, it will never hit the same. Thanks for all the laughs, M.
So why don't you try a shower G&T this weekend? Or a bath gin and tonic?
But surely with any drink...
Oh, it's not better than getting ready to go out.
Yeah, but with any drink, it's going to be diluted, surely, because the sort of...
No, you just leave it on the side.
So do you have to then step out of the shower?
Yeah, or it's more for like when you're getting ready and stuff.
Right.
If you could only have one alcoholic drink that you could live off, what would it be?
Gin.
Would it?
Mm.
See, now, because I do love my Guinness. I'm a Guinness man through and through.
I've just given you some Guinness products.
Condiments, whatever they're called.
Yeah.
I'd probably have to be a bit... I do love a little beer when you get home. You've got a beer in the fridge. That'd have to be Guinness. I don't think I've ever had a shower Guinness.
Well, why don't you try? That can be your homework.
Okay, I'll do that this weekend.
I shall try and do a shower G&T. What is my life becoming? And... I'll report back.
Okay.
Now, on our Tuesday episode coming up, we've got our Valentine's Day special.
Oh, yes.
Because 14th of February is a very important day.
Valleys, as Gen Z are calling it.
Valleys.
What are you doing for valleys?
Oh, no. Yeah. I don't like that. Anyway, so to get us in the mood, we've got a couple of romance-related messages.
Okay.
Dear William and Jordan, whilst looking for Valentine's Day cards, I found something for William. I've included a picture for you to see. It is a card that is perfect for you to give Mikey, as well as, as we all know who your crush is. Yours sincerely, Sophie. I'm genuinely going to get this. It says, roses are red, violets are blue. Shawn Mendes is taken, so you'll do.
Brilliant. Oh, you cheeky little sod, what you like. Get in that bedroom, I'll show you Shawn Mendes is. Please get that.
I'm going to get that.
And Mikey won't hear this, really, because he's a bit behind.
Yeah, I'm sorry. A bit rude.
On the episode?
Yes.
So, right, do that. That's good.
We were sent a screenshot from a G&D who came across a Hinge profile which read, "The first round is on me if you can answer this shout out. Wendy dot dot dot." She replied with the appropriate, "Can I borrow your potato peeler?" And now they've matched.
Brilliant. So people are doing that on, what's that, on Tinder?
Hinge. Yes. Which is a modern dating app. And they replied... Jack was the person who got that, it says here. Yes, literally the only person to get this, and it's been on there a while. All right, thank you. That's very kind of you. So that's marvellous. Your mother is being used to...
Help people find love. Great. Are you... we'll talk about this more on Tuesday, but are you... You don't believe in Valentine's Day, do you?
No.
Will you not be getting a card or a box of
Well,
chocolates?
I will now, but I'll probably give it to him the day before, and the card if he's lucky. But... Sorry.
Jesus.
No.
People say, have I changed? You definitely changed since we started this episode.
To be fair, being homosexual, we don't really go in for St. Valentine's Day. We do the day after, which is St. Vaseline's Day. It's an old joke.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. No. Okay. As Mikey says, we're romantic to each other all year round.
Are you, though?
Oh, yes.
not when I was in that hotel with you.
Really?
The least romantic thing I've heard for two nights.
What?
Will you shut up?
I had a cold.
Sneezing.
Okay, well, there are moments where the romance perhaps is just
romance
on the back burner.
Have you started, using the bathroom whilst one of you is on the toilet yet?
We're trying to avoid that.
Okay, that's when, you know, romance is dead.
I think Oscar Wilde said a quote, I mean, it's probably Oscar Wilde, he said everything, was that the secret to a successful relationship was two bathrooms.
Yeah. I've seen a great quote on a lavatory toilet wall, which sounds weird. Funnily enough, it was your mobile number. And I thought it was Oscar Wilde, but it weren't. Turns out it was some American comedian.
I don't
comedian.
Think Oscar Wilde wrote on many lavatory walls.
He says, and I love this, he says, I don't trust camels or anyone else that can go 2 weeks without a drink. I thought that was inspiring.
Yes.
I do. Anyone that can go 2 weeks without a drink, I'm like...
It's like sitting across the table from Gandhi.
Thank
basically.
You. And I also people that don't drink hot drinks as well.
A lot of people don't drink hot drinks.
Katie Thistleton.
She doesn't drink hot drinks?
Nothing. She'll just have like a Coke Zero.
Oh.
I'm like, she don't have brews, she don't have coffee.
Is she okay?
She's fine.
I thought she'd be a warm cup of tea person.
No, see, you would think Katie would love a good brew, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, she doesn't drink hot drinks.
Well.
Yeah.
She's one of God's creatures, isn't she?
Have you met Kate? Yeah.
Yes, of course I met Katie. Of course, yeah. Numerous times. Anyway.
One of God's own children, Kate Thistleton.
God's own children. Well, we're all God's own children.
No, but she's the loveliest, warmest, funniest person you'll ever meet. You're all right as well. Sorry, I love it a bit. Anyway, right.
The Katie Thistleton marketing board sitting across from me, as well as Gandhi.
Diamond. Right, you're a ruby.
I'm a ruby?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. I see what you mean.
Yeah.
I'm not a curry.
No.
Me rhyming
Oh,
you're sitting on something hot.
I'm going for a curry this Saturday.
Right.
Oh, and I can't wait. Because, you know, I've moved into the new area a year ago.
Yes.
Still to find a decent curry house. One's just opened down the road. Really looking forward to it.
Oh.
You know I love a curry. You know I loves me curries.
Okay.
And I'm going this weekend. Can't wait. There's certain things like, in life that you look forward to, like you look forward to going away on holiday, you're buzzing, or when you've got a week off work, or I don't know, you're going away for the weekend. But little things, like all this
curry.
Week, looking forward to a curry.
Gorgeous. Well, let us know how it is.
Remember, if you've got a question or story that isn't a dilemma or a problem, this is the place where we can read it out. So drop into our DMs on social media or send us an email to help@sexandmyboss.com with anything that you want to share with us. We do also love hearing back from all the people that we offer advice to. So if that's you, get back in touch and let us know how it's gone down. For more Sex Ed news and nonsense, sign up via our newsletter via sexedmyboss.com. And we'll be back on Tuesday with our Valentine's Day special.
And it's also your birthday.
I don't like to mention it, but thank you.
See you on Tuesday.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.